to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106, 535 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. So to come on the program, our good buddy from the Washington Examiner, Jim Antle. We'll also got state representative Shane Stringer of Citronelle, and from SR Communications, our usual Wednesday guest, Sean Ross, will be with us. So please make sure you stick around for that. Joining us now on the line, Jefferson County Republican Party chairman and a former state legislator, Paul DeMarco. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. Still need to do that segment about the courthouses of Alabama. I think we need to find time to do that one.
I was at the Shelby County Courthouse yesterday in Columbiana, one of the prettier courthouses, good looking courthouse. Put that on the agenda in the future.
Yeah, because they've tried to preserve, because Shelby County's grown so much, they had to grow their courthouse, but they tried to preserve the character of the original building. It's kind of interesting architecture. That's
exactly right. They expanded it, but they kept the outside architecture, and they did a great job with it.
Well, we definitely got to do that. I think that's a good evergreen segment to go through. Anybody out there is like, wow, I want to hear, tell me more about all the different courthouses in the state. You're at the right place. Anyway, Paul, obviously want to get you on, this is kind of a serious issue in your neck of the woods there in Mountain Brook, but it gets back to this whole thing we've been debating, before the battleship became the sole focus of Alabama politics, but critical race theory in schools, but not just critical race theory, it's maybe a specific, but overall, what political type indoctrination is going on in public schools, particularly in a red state like Alabama, and as we have learned in Mountain Brook, Alabama is not immune to this phenomenon.
No, and you had the Mountain Brook school system bringing the Anti-Defamation League to do this training to the teachers. And so the parents are saying, well, we're hearing some real concerns. I mean, they were hearing back from teachers like some real concerns about what was going on with some of this training. For example, one of the facilitators from the was saying, no more muffins for moms or donuts for dads. Just say parents. Or don't say line up boys and girls. Or one of the minority teachers had said, look, they don't feel the way some of this training going on that was just really, and the facilitator was like, well, you're part of the problem. So the parents were like, wait a second here. You know, we want to respect folks and we don't want any bullying or anything, but we want to know what you're teaching the teachers. And they will not produce the curriculum. The ADL will not produce the curriculum, even though it was requested by the parents. And then Mountain Brook turned around and said, after lots of concern from parents, okay, we're not going to use them because of the way they're handling this and their agenda. And the school system asked for the curriculum, and they will not, as of yesterday, produce the curriculum. And that's a bigger problem here when you've got a group coming in and they will not produce what they're teaching the teachers. It's like, what are you hiding? And this has got to be changed. And as a matter of fact, I think in the next legislative session, as we're talking about bills, like, Chris Bingle's bill to talk about no CRT, that there can't be a curriculum paid with taxpayers' money that cannot be shown to the parents. You can't allow that. Parents should have full access to what is being used in the education system. That cannot be used as an excuse to hide behind some sort of proprietary document. The parents should have full access to what's going on in their schools.
So the ADL is just kind of left wing. They somehow are able to frame themselves as nonpartisan, but they tend to line up and align themselves on a lot of issues with Democrats. But they have a program where they teach the virtues of what is it? No Place for Hate. Whatever you want to call that. And they have a they get one of the public schools, and for whatever reason, what were they thinking in Mountain Brook to bring in the ADL? So anyway, but it's a the what got me very interested in this is when I see Kyle Whitmire, who's fighting a war on dumb, and John Archibald, the usual suspects at AL.com, acting like this is no big deal. This is just those snooty people over in Mount Brook, being snooty or whatever it is that they're accusing them of. And it's funny how they always have to point out what Mount Brook is and how wealthy it is. Well, that's fine, I guess, if they want to do that. But how dare you question the education professionals in these circumstances? You pay your taxes. You send your kids to school. We'll take it from here.
Isn't that just part of everybody seems to know more about what's best for a kid, except for the parents. And that's part of the bigger picture. We know what's better for your kids than the parents. And I am so glad to see what's going on in Mountain Brook and around the country where the parents are saying enough is enough of this. And to the Mountain Brook school system's credit, they said, we're going to terminate this agreement with the ADL. And they need to make sure it's terminated because I guess it's 2021 or it's some sort of irony that the group that's supposed to come in and teach about don't bully is bullying the parents in Mountain Brook and saying, well, you just want to preserve hate in Mountain Brook. And the ADL is attacking the parents who are saying, wait a second, we want to know what you're teaching and we don't like the way you're teaching this. And the ADL is going to come in and criticize and try to bully the parents. And then you have some media who are always talking about open, transparent government, and now you have a place where they're hiding what they're teaching these teachers. I mean, every red flag in the world should be raised. And the ADL also said, well, we haven't seen this. We teach all over the place. Well, now maybe this is the signal to parents in other places that they need to be questioning what's going on in their school district if the ADL is doing the same facilitating of teachers in their districts.
Yeah, well, I guess at some point, like you said, the legislature is going to have to look at this as a whole. Because who would have thought that you would have this cottage industry out there where you have these nonprofits funded by like George Soros types and others that would their new way to try to sneak in the under the door there into public schools is by hey, we'll give you this free service to teach you there's no place for hate or whatever moniker you want to apply to that. And then not be as transparent as they could be about it because they know it would be politically unpopular and they would get some pushback and probably even make national headlines if we do the curriculum. So now the Alabama legislature has to act and say, hey, you're going to have to be upfront about this if you're going to come into our public schools. Who would have ever thought that would be the natural transgression of events there?
It's 2021, and I do believe that there was taxpayers' money used. I think there were some grants, but there was taxpayers' money. But I think that is why the real story out of this, Jeff, is that there's got to be legislation that prohibits the use of some sort of curriculum, either by taxpayer dollars or if it's some sort of grant, some sort of curriculum to come in and teach or do some sort of education to teachers that is not available to the parents. The parents should have full access. Parents should be able to sit in the program to monitor what's going on. But the fact that the ADL does not want to turn it over, and the school system has asked for it themselves and said they want to be able to provide this to the parents, and they won't produce it to them. So, again, why do you think the parents are upset about this? That's part of the bigger problem, that they're hiding this program from the parents.
I still can't figure out why any public school in Alabama, would think partnering with the ADL is a good idea. Well, any school anywhere was partnering with the ADL is a good idea. We know where they are philosophically, and they apply certain labels to people that I think are unjust. Why would you bring this in into your public schools? Like, what were they smoking that day when they said, hey, let's get these guys that are pretty much antithetical to Alabama politics to come in here and teach our school kids.
And the ADL, since there's been pushback, they have been so nasty towards the parents in Mountain Brook about, you know, there's just nothing but hate in Mountain Brook. I mean, it's just nasty what their pushback is against the parents of Mountain Brook, which is even another reason why the school system has to terminate with ADLs. Like, you don't respect our citizens. You don't respect our city. You don't respect our parents. The way they have pushed back against this in such a nasty way against a great community of folks who just want to, who love this country, who love this state, who want the best education for their kids, and to come back and be so condescending and so arrogant is a real black eye on the Anti-Defamation League.
Well, I mean, just that we know better for your kids than you know. We'll take it from here. That isn't going to cut it everywhere, but that seems to, maybe it works in some other places in the country. I don't know why they would think that would be something that they could get away with anywhere in Alabama, even if it is Mountain Brook. And
well, that's why this incident should make be the instigator of the state school board, the state legislature, the governor saying there can be no program in the state of Alabama for some sort of curriculum for teachers or parents that's not fully accessible to the parents in the state of Alabama. No tolerance for this. Fully accessible by parents so they know exactly what's going on their school system. There can't be hiding of any curriculum one way or the other in the state of Alabama for any public school.
Let me ask you this, Paul. How was it that I mean, could this theoretically have happened without anyone noticing that, you know, parents are busy. They know their kids report cards or help them with their homework, but that this could have happened without a lot of notification that one day somebody from the ADL shows up and, you know, at the behest of the school, and suddenly they're teaching this and the parents just aren't aware, and then what's done is done.
I think it's happening in now. I mean, the ADL talked about how they have programs around the country. I think they even said they had a program in Huntsville. So if you're a parent in Huntsville, you need to ask, is your school system using the Anti-Defamation League? Because they said, well, Matt Brooks, the only one that ever questioned us. And maybe it's because parents in other school systems have said, wait a second, we didn't even know what exactly you were doing with our teachers. And were you doing some of these same facilitating in our school system? So that's what I'm saying. What got kicked off in Virginia and the parents going to the school board, and now what's happened in Mountain Brook is a rallying cry for parents around the country to pay attention what's going on in your schools and go to your school board members and superintendent and say, look, we've heard what they're doing and we don't like it and we want it to stop. And now that's why the school system, the school superintendent said, we are going to stop it. And that's why the pushback from the ADL and the really nasty comments against, you know, the city and some of the parents from the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, right. And you know, had there not been this pushback, this would have gone on as planned. It would have proceeded. And then, you know, then what, right? So I think that, you know, let this be a kind of a warning that the things that are going on in your schools, maybe you're not totally aware of them. But they could happen, and I, like you said, this, had it not been for the pushback, would have proceeded as planned.
Well, give every one of those parents credit. And those parents have been criticized. They were called a small vocal minority. No, it was a lot of parents. I wasn't at the school board meeting, but a couple weeks ago, there were lots of parents there, lots of parents at the city council, a lot of parents who were involved in this saying, we are very troubled, and we do not want to see this move forward. We want that what's in the best interest of our kids and moving forward, and we don't want what's being pushed by the Anti-Defamation League.
Joined by Paul DeMarco, Jefferson County Republican Party. Paul, real quick before we get you out of here, the Mac McCutcheon not running for speaker. What do you think the speaker's race? You got any thoughts on that?
Well, it looks like it may end up coming down to two of the state representatives, the majority leader, Ledbetter, and then the chairman of the Education Committee, Bill Poole. So, you know, now look, there's a long way between now and the election. Remember, we've got to get through an election in 22.
Right.
And then you got to get through the general election. And then you got to get to, you know, past that. And the legislators will get, you know, sworn in immediately after that. So, I mean, you're really looking at, what is that, November of 22?
Yeah.
And this is June of 21. That's a lot of days.
Are you surprised that they're jumping in like this soon?
I think no, because I think they feel like they've got to start lining up their votes and lining up the support from, you know, stakeholders and so forth. And I think that's what they feel like. If they wait, it's almost like the presidential election, Jeff. It's like folks feel like if they don't get in early enough, they folks start taking sides and you can't get them to switch. Like, well, I've already committed. Because once somebody says they're committed, you know, then they feel like, okay, I've lost that vote. So I feel like they both feel they need to get in early and get their commitment, as many as they can early, before they lose to the other side.
Hey, Paul, we're up against the break. Folks want to find you on social media, check out your work or anything else, tell them where to go.
Yeah, you can find me on Paul DeMarco on Twitter and Facebook, as well as in different newspapers and radios around the state of Alabama.
Paul, we always appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
The first thing I
thank you, Jeff. Have a great day for you and your listeners.
You do the same. Paul DeMarco from Jefferson County there on the line. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Not knowing where I'm bound, and no one can change my mind, but Mama tried.